left, to the left. Does your little mate curve a bit to the left? Or maybe to the right, up or down? Whatever way, I guess we'll find out. How it happens and how to make it work for maximum pleasure. Nat Tenjic here, and if you've got a bowed member and you're wondering, how normal is it? It's not like the dicks I see in porn. Should I get it checked out? Well, you're not alone. Hookup listener Trav got in touch with us because he used to think there was something wrong with him because of his penis.
I guess growing up, I did have a few insecurities as I discovered porn. There weren't many guys with curved dongs and thought there was something wrong with me. But as I started having sex, it turned out to be quite advantageous because I had quite a high strike rate with hitting women's G-spots because of the shape of it, and never ever had any complaints, and that was quite good for the self-esteem. There wasn't really any other insecurities other than feeling like I was a bit weird. And I just hope that this insight may be a little bit helpful to other guys out there who are a bit insecure about it. There's nothing to be afraid of. It can help make sex really, really good.
Yes. Yes, it can, Trav. We'll get into that a little bit later. But first, how exactly can a bend happen? Is it something you're born with? Or does it develop somehow over time? Dr. George Forgan-Smith has a few theories.
Now, before we get into that, it's important to know that the penis is a hydraulic system. There are two big chambers. There's one on the left and one on the right-hand side of the penis. And then there's also a third chamber that goes around the urethra. Now, these chambers fill with blood, and that's what makes the erection. So, with curves, what can sometimes happen is that you can develop scars or thickening of the connective tissue that's on either side of the chambers. And we don't essentially know what causes this. It could be an autoimmune disease, it could be hereditary, but the strongest theory is microtrauma. If you have a tight-fisted masturbation technique, or, say, for example, when you were younger, you developed a particular liking for frottage or something like that, which could be rubbing your penis against a surface, that could lead to microtrauma on one side of the penis. And that could lead to essentially a scar forming on that side of the chamber, which means that it's a little bit tighter, so the penis would curve towards that side. I think the damage is more likely to happen when the penis is erect because the chamber is at its most stretched.
Someone here asks, the lads and I are talking in the shed about our penis. We all bend to the left as we're right-handed. So left-handed people, we're thinking the dick bends right. We're putting this down to masturbation. Dr. George, is there anything to this?
I think if you are a furious left-hander or a furious right-hander, then that could very well be the case. I think there's many things that are formed from our younger years, including like premature ejaculation. We know that sometimes if you only had limited access to space by yourself, guys learn to come fast. So that can go into adult life. It's the same with the technique that you may have developed when you were younger. Unfortunately, if you develop this technique when you're 14 and you're 30 now and you're worried about the curve, it's a little bit more tricky to treat. But I think when it comes to the really, if we go to one very extreme end, there's the fractured penis. So that's when there's particular sexual positions, say the cowboy, where the man is lying on his back and the guy or the girl is diving on. If they dive on at the wrong angle, and they hit the penis in a way that it just has nowhere to go, you can really bend the penis, and that's called a fractured penis. And there's a lot of bleeding and bruising of the penis. That is a chance that you could develop a significant bend as well. So it is worthwhile, if that happens, go and see your GP and get a referral to a urologist, because the sooner you deal with that, the better. But yeah, I think if you're a tight wanker, then yeah, there is a chance that it could curve to one way or another.
If you're a tight wanker, if you wank yourself into a wonk, it is possible. Getting on the text line now, someone here says, oh, now I hate that I have a boring straight one. No, don't do that. Love the dick you've got. You know, love the skin you're in. But we're seeing that there are some really interesting benefits to having a curved wang. Luke from Sydney says, I have an upwards curve. Past partners have hated it and complained about it, but my current partner said it couldn't be better as it has the perfect bend to hit her G-spot. Okay, so we know it's pretty rare to find a ready-for-porn super straight penis. Dr. George says variation of all shapes and sizes, curves and bends is what's normal and you shouldn't worry. But when you should worry is when your curved penis has quite a significant bend and it's causing you pain. He says in this case, you might have something called Peyronie's disease. And it's actually a lot more common than we might think. Around 1 in 200 people have this type of disease. So if you're worried it might be you, what are some signs you should look for? Here's Dr. George again.
There's two phases to it. There's what's the acute phase, which is when the injury first happens. And this is really easily identified because it's painful. You might feel that there's a thickened area on the shaft of your penis and it's sore. And it can stay sore for a couple of weeks or maybe a couple of months or even a year. But then after that, the pain goes away and you're kind of stuck with this thickened area of skin. Now, if you notice that you've got a painful area on the penis, it's really important. Go and see a doctor because then you could initiate treatment. But once you've kind of gone past that phase, it's a little bit more tricky to treat.
Can you tell me a bit more about what it is exactly and how common it is and how you know if that's what you're sort of dealing with when it comes to your curve?
So Peyronie's disease is actually quite common. If we looked at a group like the male population, about 5% of people will have some sort of plaque or thickening of the lining of the penis. However, it's more likely to happen as you get older. So in the age range of, say, 30 to 40, it's about 1 to 1.5%, 40 to 53%, 50 to 60 can lead up to about 5%. So 1 in 20 guys can have curvature to the penis. Generally, that doesn't cause a problem if you can still get an erection or if you can still penetrate. But if you're having issues penetrating or you're having difficulty gaining an erection, because think about it, as I said, it's a hydraulic chamber. And if one side of the chamber is very restricted, it might not be able to get enough blood in there to be able to inflate the balloon that allows you to get your erection. The way that we would diagnose this is two ways. Physical examination is important. And you can often feel the thickened area on the shaft of the penis. Often, the flaccid penis won't necessarily show the curve. So it is best to be examined with the penis erect. And the guidelines say the patient can either bring in a photo of their erect penis, or if they don't own a smartphone or a Tinder account, then you can actually give an injection into the penis that will bring it to an erection, and then that will really show the area. If it's an old injury, something that's been there for a long time, you can actually see it on x-ray because there's bleeding under the tissue, calcium forms in that area, and you can pick that up on an x-ray in the same way as a bone, or an ultrasound is very useful as well.
Wow. So what kind of treatment options are there for something like that that's maybe a bit more painful and causes you more issues?
If you can catch it in the early phase, there are two treatments that are quite promising. The first one is stretching the penis. So it would involve, it's quite a contraption really, but it's like an elastic band that goes around the head of the penis and pulls the penis downwards. And usually it's attached to further down the leg. And so by stretching the penis, it helps ensure that both sides of the tissue are even. So that way you've got a straight or straighter penis. Because it's an inflammatory process, there's a number of different anti-inflammatory medicines that can be used. Now, in the context of this, though, it is important to recognize that within Australia and in the world, it's common but not that commonly seen by doctors because guys are embarrassed and they don't want to go to see their doctor. And for that reason, GPs like myself, we are aware of it and we know some of the treatment, but it's best to see a urologist, and they're doctors that specialize in the penis, the prostate, and the waterworks of guys. So, and a referral to see a urologist is a darn good start. If you wanted to get treatment and it's very severe, there are some surgical options as well. And they sometimes that can take away some of the length of the penis, depending on how severe it is and depending on where it is on the shaft. But again, the first thing would be have a chat with your doctor. Don't be embarrassed. And if your doctor's saying, oh, no, that's normal, but you're still concerned, just say, look, I wouldn't mind getting a review with a urologist if that's okay. And, you know, most doctors will be cool with that.
That's the thing. Most doctors would be cool with that and would be down for answering any of your questions when it comes to your bits. But unfortunately, not a lot of guys feel comfortable talking about this. Like we heard from Trav, there's a bit of embarrassment and stigma around having a curved peep. Here's hookup listener Andrew, who had a similar experience.
Which way does yours bend?
It bends to the right.
Okay, so bend a little to the right. And what reactions have you had to it in the bedroom?
Just staring, really, and slow hand jobs, really intrigued. Like, I don't know, they're just very intrigued. I don't know how else to explain it.
Right, so confused or just
yeah,
really
confused,
interested?
More like, how does it get that bent kind of thing?
Do you have a sense of how it got that way? Like, has that bend kind of grown over time or...?
Well, there's been a few painful crunches and it's gotten worse.
Okay.
But yeah, that's about it. Like, I don't really think it's that much of an issue to like look into, and I never really thought about it until I told a friend and he like laughed at me and said, mate, you need to get that checked out. So.
Oh, that's kind of a bit harsh. Did you end up getting it checked out? Like what was the verdict on it?
I never did because it doesn't hurt. It just feels normal, I guess. I don't know what normal would be, but yeah, I'm never really had an issue with it, so I didn't think it was necessary, so I just left it.
So why is something that we're hearing is so common, barely, rarely talked about? Meet Dr. Chris Fox. He's a sex therapist and senior lecturer in sexology at the Uni of Sydney, and says it's probably because there's a lot of silence around penises in general. We just don't really talk about them. Even though it feels like we're always talking about them.
When I was doing my PhD, which focused on penises and penis size and genital image, it was fascinating when I gave the opportunity to men to talk, how happily they talked. And one of the things that, of course, came out of that is that they just don't know. It's not something they talk about a lot. They joke about a lot, but they don't necessarily talk about a lot. So there's a general embarrassment about talking about penises, particularly in erect form. But when it comes to curvature, I think, yes, there is, because, of course, everybody thinks a penis needs to be straight and needs to be veiny and it needs to be hard, and people just don't realise the variety of penises that are out there and the variations that occurs in penises. A curve in the penises can be quite normal. It's the nature of the curvature that can be problematic, though.
I feel like every time we have conversations about expectations around body parts and sex, we always lead down the garden path to one particular topic or culprit, porn. How much does porn have to do with that feeling that your dick is perhaps inadequate or the wrong shape, Chris?
Surprisingly, research around porn and stuff around penises, porn doesn't necessarily play a huge part. Most men that were interviewed in Australia and even some of the overseas, a couple of the overseas studies have all acknowledged that porn actors are employed because they have big penises. They're not real. So in that sense, it's not necessarily a huge influencer. I think it's more just a lack of knowledge, and therefore we think penises should be straight or penises need to be a particular way. The schoolyard, I think, is worse than porn in the creation of some of our myths around penises and penis image.
Yeah, well, somebody texted in and said, I've had bullying about this, but it does touch spots that straight dicks do not. So, you know, quite a few people commenting. Someone else said, there's nothing wrong or undesirable about my curved penis. I've had nothing but glowing reviews about how it feels. I really want to get deep into the sex aspect of it really soon. But if you are feeling a little bit unsure or a bit self-conscious about your curved penis, Dr. Chris, how might you deal with that?
First of all, if it's a curved penis, it curves up, it curves down, it bends slightly to the left or to the right, slightly, and it doesn't cause you any pain and there's no problem, It's okay. It's normal. And now I just want to go back to Andrew at the beginning, who was talking about crunches. I just want to say, Andrew, if you're listening, mate, please be careful with those crunches. I sort of winced it worries me. Please be careful with your penis. Please, please, please. And if you experience any pain, go to your GP immediately. But, you know, a little bit of curvature is all right. And a straight penis isn't necessarily the normal sort of thing.
There you go, Andrew. Doctor's orders. Stay away from the crunches. With all the topics we like to cover on The Hookup, we keep you in the loop on our Facebook page and let you know what we're working on. When we posted about curved dicks, we had loads of messages come through from listeners, letting us know how much they loved them. Elle from Melbourne was one of them, and she said she had a great time with an ex whose penis had a bend.
It was actually surprisingly very, very, very good. So it curved up, sort of like, kind of reminding me of like a banana shape would be the best way to describe it.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely like if I was on top, it just felt absolutely insane.
What did you expect before, you know, before you had intercourse? Like, did you think it was going to be weird? Like, well, what were your expectations?
Well, yeah, like I remember sort of seeing it crossing my mind that I'd actually never seen one like that before and that, you know, I didn't know how to feel about it. But then obviously after we sort of got together, I realized it was actually probably better. the way that it was shaped definitely made the sex, yeah, that much better.
Mm. Excellent. And see, that's, yeah, curved for her pleasure, I suppose. have you encountered that again in like your dating life since?
I've definitely like seen like sort of different shapes and maybe not as curved as that, but you know, things sort of like bend me a little bit to the left or a little bit up, but not quite as sort of bent up as that one.
Right. So it still like really sticks out in your mind, doesn't
it? Yeah, nice definitely. Experience. As soon as you guys mentioned it earlier, I was like, oh my God, I have to message it.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, thinking about it now. Elle, thank you so much for calling in and sharing. And Troy from Brizzy says, after a range of sexual experiences, I found out that me having a really straight penis was weird. Most people I have had sex with have had a curve. I don't see it as bad or good. It's what you do with it. Kurt and Sydney, yours bends the other way.
Oh, to the left, you mean?
To the left.
That's right, yeah.
So tell me about the reactions you've gotten from, you know, when people have been exposed to your member.
To be honest, I don't think I've really had any comments on it.
No complaints?
No, not really.
Do you, like, rejig your, you know, your approach, your entry style to compensate for the curve?
I always have to. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always have to, yeah.
Turns out a curved cock can create pleasure in ways a straight one can't. Here's Dr. Chris again.
And it may take a little bit of experimentation. You know, people don't often think about how they're having sex or how they're doing sex, but when you've got a curved penis, if it's, you know, curving upwards and you're having sex with a vulva or, you know, penetrating into a vagina, curving upwards, being in a position where the penis is heading upwards towards the upper side, towards the G-spot area, could be advantageous for a woman who has a G-spot response. Similarly, you know, a curved penis and the prostate, choosing your position that you're having sex in could be advantageous to the partner as well. But I'm also thinking about left-right curves, bends, and maybe just being a little bit careful on how you enter either a vagina or an anus, or for that matter, a mouth and throat. You know, an upright, an upwards or a downwards bend, not so much an issue, but I'm just thinking a left-right bend entering into a throat, you know, maybe just being a little bit careful and not being so gung-ho would be a better way to approach sex.
So how much you sort of gauge that then? Just some experimentation? Are there some positions you could recommend, I guess, particularly if it curves to the side?
Curves to the side, left-right curves, I would be suggesting experimentation and taking it gently and slowly, depending on the level of curvature. Remembering, you know, again, a lot of penises are slightly curved. That may not be a problem, but where we're seeing a bend and we're getting closer to the Peyronie's territory, maybe just being a little bit more gentle. And also, if you've got a curvature and you're going gung-ho, like if you're going tight, having a tight fist swank, you're possibly going to risk more opportunity for an injury than not. So again, just going gently and slowly.
I know I can't say it enough on this podcast, but you are beautiful and special and unique. And despite what the world tries to tell us all the time, whether you bend to the left or the right, or up or down, big or small, wide or short, doesn't matter. It's no such thing as normal. Hope you've enjoyed this pod and you've learned something new today. If there's anything else you're super curious about or want some help with, get in touch. We'd love to hear from you. Email the hookup at abc.net.au or DM us on Facebook. Catch you next time.